शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् अखण्डं सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानम् अखिलाधारम् आश्रये भीष्टसिद्धये अर्थतोऽपि अद्वयानन्दान् अतीतद्वैतभानतः गुरूनाराध्य वेदान्त सारं वक्षेयतामतिः ओके एनी क्वेश्चन्स् क्लारिफिकेशन्स् आन् वाट् वी हैव डन् अप् टु लास्ट् टैम् इट्स् क्लियर् दट् होल् या शूट् शूट् नैनेश् या
The jiva is gone. Okay? Then, if I am dead, then how do I say I am?
Because your mind is still there.
Now, I mean, see, the body is gone. The mind
body is gone. Mind is not gone. That's the thing. Brain is gone. Hardware is gone. Software is still there.
So, when still, I take the next life. So, that is I am.
That mind is still there.
I am is in the jiva, that means.
Yeah, I am is in the jiva. It is expressed by the jiva. I am is based on the consciousness, expressed by the jiva because of ignorance. Therefore, taken only that much. Therefore, after death, you will be bereft of a body, that's all. Everything else remains. Mind, memory, all that thing remains.
I am is in the jiva.
It is based in the consciousness, but it is taken as the jiva because consciousness manifests in the mind, the thought says I am, and in that mind there is self-ignorance. Therefore, I don't know my all-pervading nature, and I take myself to be a finite entity. So even after death, that much remains. The jiva remains. It's the jiva that takes birth and everything. No? That doesn't go. This is where we differ from Tai Chi. Tai Chi says everything original, everything goes this, that, etc. You know, three tangents are gone. But here we don't say that. The jiva continues.
So that jiva goes on for endless,
infinite births and deaths, exactly.
Our existence is there, infinite.
Infinite time, exactly. See, that's why forgetfulness is necessary in every lifetime.
So millions of births.
Yeah, otherwise if you're going to carry the memory of all those things, you'll be a mess. Psychological wreck. Yeah.
Still, sometimes you find certain things very easy to follow.
Easy, yeah. Those things are carried forward. Your memories, past life memories, can always be accessed. But take some effort. But generally, the forgetfulness, the wheel of forgetfulness is there, which is very positive.
But then, in Mahavira and in Gautam Buddha, somewhere they say he had 40,000 births.
Yeah.
How can you give a number? It's endless.
It's endless. You can't give a number. That number is just a. Just a way of saying that there is a lot of births before. Just a way of saying. Don't take it literally. 84,000 lives ka baad human life milta. Kidhar tha number aa gaya? Just a number. Don't take it too seriously.
Singers like Lata Mangeshkar and all started at the age of 3-4 singing that they are carry forward.
Yeah, so the previous lifetime things.
But then to nullify the karmas of so many.
You can't nullify. तो इधर ब्रीथिंग प्रैक्टिस करके पूरा नलिफाई करेगा क्या इम्पॉसिबल विथ कर्म क्षय यू कैन नॉट गेन मोक्ष फॉरगेट इट उन लोगों को बैठ के करने दो जिसको मोक्ष के लिए करना है करने दो होने वाला नहीं है नन ऑफ दिस अरे वन लाइफ टाइम एफर्ट फॉर 50 लाइफ टाइम्स वो भी नहीं होएगा There are 50,000 going to be? You cannot. Karma kshaya moksha is not possible. Only jnanena. Because ignorance is a problem. All the karma etc. is sprouted from ignorance. So you tackle the root cause. Problem solved. Root cause has to go. Otherwise, all these various opinions that we saw last time about the Atma will come up. All that is based on ignorance.
So, sir, what's the root cause for getting moksha, taking off everything?
Knowledge. Look at it. That's why you all are focused on karma. That's why the problem. You all think karma is the problem, karma is the solution. No. Ignorance is the problem, knowledge is the solution.
Okay, even if I understand and I get the knowledge, then my past karmas are washed off?
Not washed off. Okay. Let me give you an example just to clarify. Here is a person who has a bank account. He dies without a nominee, without a heir. What will the bank do? Put a notice in the paper. So and so as this is, if there is any survivor, please come and claim it. Nobody lands up for 3 months. Where does that money go? To the national exchange. It's transferred to the national debt to take care of whatever other things. Similarly here, when the jiva gains moksha, all his karma goes into Ishvara. Whatever he has to use it for, used. Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha is not separate from Ishvara. Separate, eh? Three standpoints I said, no?
But in various other places,
yeah,
karma is also emphasized.
Yeah.
More for the evolution of the person.
Chittasya shuddhaya karma.
Man ko nirmal karta hai. That's
karma is only meant to grow, for your growth. Nirmal also what? Only if there is prasada buddhi, Ishvara arpana buddhi. Otherwise, how will it take care of your mind? You fulfill a lot of desires, some more will come up. Some more will come up. Then in the process of fulfilling desire, frustration, anger, everything will also set in. So, there's a lot of things now in your mind. So, it will not go unless that attitude comes in. Karma yoga buddhi comes in, it will not take care of. Just by doing karma, I become a karmata, that's all. Yeah, with this attitude, the thing will go off. Not otherwise.
There is some knowledge, traces of knowledge seem to be there.
But
obviously, not obviously. At the same time, Prasadamati and Isvaranamati is not completely set.
Yeah.
So, on and off, it is.
Correct.
One is able to realize that, okay, it's not fully there. So,
two aspects. One is aspect is my humanness coming in. Therefore, as a human being, when I'm trying to cultivate an attitude, this, that, it all takes some time. So, in certain things, it'll be easy. In certain things, it'll be a bit difficult. Yeah. It's missing a bus or something, it's easy. Take a, yeah. Prasada buddhi. Another bus will come. Or take a note. But something more serious, yeah. So, it may be more difficult. Though, that's why it takes a little time to develop it. That's why that bhakti development is also important. The more bhakti is there, easier to have prasada buddhi. Bhakti extended to life. Bhakti is not just chanting or singing or puja. Bhakti extended to life in terms of an attitude. That Ishvara is everywhere. Ishvara is alive. There's a richness to it. You know? Therefore, with that prasada buddhi is easier. And when prasada buddhi is easier because of the bhakti, then it comes through all areas of life. Then at least that growth will take place. Emotional maturity will take place.
In Karma Yoga, I want to ask another question. When we say in English, the actions I take stand offered to Ishvara. Why do you use that?
Because if you are taking Ishvara with general understanding, Upparwala kidhar hai? Someone up there. Someone who is looking out for me. If you are taking it like that, then for Karma Yoga, you will have to make a conscious decision that my actions today are offered to the Lord. You will have to be conscious like that. If you understand Ishvara as the single efficient material cause for the whole universe, and the whole universe is a manifestation of Ishvara, then Ishvara is alive, no? Everything is in order. The whole cosmic order, Ishvara's order pervades everything. In that recognition, I recognize that everything I do, not only prasada, the result, but the very capacity for me to act and do is because what Ishvara has provided. In that recognition, the karma stands offered. In that recognition. Why? Because everything I do is because of Ishvara. So Ishvara arpanam ho gaya na?
It's not that the person is saying that I offer to you.
No, it stands offered because my understanding is so complete. So the better understanding of Ishvara, the better understanding of the order, Karma Yoga is easier. But why we say bhakti? Because that emotional component also should be there. Otherwise emotional resistance will be there to the result. Action mein theek hai, but result will come. So that's why we say that bhakti a little bit. Because bhakti takes care of your emotion, acceptance, etc. So then the Karma Yoga part is complete. Therefore, really refined Karma Yoga is this. Where you really understand that Ishvara is everything. So the whole order is Ishvara. That I can talk. Is because where whole thing is designed. The infrastructure in terms of air carrying the sound waves, all that. All that is Ishvara's order at work. The whole physical universe is Ishvara's order at work. In that recognition, Ishvara Arpanam is automatic. No? Yeah, I can act because of Ishvara, nothing else. Can you see the big change of attitude now? From I can do it to thank God I could do it. Small difference, but it's a big difference. From I can do it, you're saying thank God I could do it. It is still powerful. Your statement is still healthy, self-esteem, all that is there. Along with that, the recognition of Ishvara, therefore humility and bhakti comes in along with that self-esteem. That's perfect. Yeah, that makes it complete, you know.
Yeah. This is regarding the meditation. When we become a witnesser, so what I experienced lately somehow, I don't know whether it's relevant or not, but I found that when I witness, then I'm finding a little duality, you know. This is
of
my
course.
Body, this is my mind.
Yes.
So then that two-ness comes, separateness.
Witnessing
then
duality is there.
Then how I am.
In that witnessing meditation, Sakshi Bhava is based on duality. The next step of owning up the knowledge there, where that duality goes. That witnesser, awareness, consciousness, is nothing but the limitless consciousness. When that knowledge is brought in, only then the duality disappears. That we will see in De Superimposition. Elaborately he talks about that. So Sakshi meditation is based on duality. Because duality exists. Then with better understanding, you will say the duality is mithya. With better understanding of Vedanta, you say what is being witnessed is mithya, apparent. For duality kidhar hai abhi? Duality is gone. That understanding, knowledge has to come in.
Yeah.
So that duality is loosened there. It's not gone. It's still there.
But that's one way of getting...
Getting starting point. It's not starting.
It's a very nice...
Stepping, you know, each one stage, you go where you can. That's it. Yeah. At this stage you are like this. This is, remember that four steps in the 12th chapter Gita. If you can't do this, you do this. If you can't do this, you do this. Blog padho jaake. I'm not going to explain that. Blog bizarre bhai. Okay. Yeah. It's all the steps. Yeah. He says, if you can do nothing, prasada buddhi. Tyaga chantira nantaram, he says. Tyaga, he says. Tyaga is nothing but prasada buddhi there. Never. Immediate peace. If all this you can't do. Abhi o bhi nahi kar sakte hai, toh then don't come to Vedanta. Good. Then you may probably require some therapy, this, that, etc. Because a lot of issues are there, that means. If you can't have prasada buddhi, that means your mind is full of too many issues, psychological issues. Then go for that, those type of things. Then come back to Vedanta.
Karma with yagna bhav. Karma with yagna bhav.
Not only karma, no. You require some mental work also. Some mental work. Like instead of therapy, there are... spiritual ways of doing it, religious ways of doing it. Some upasanas also can do. What therapy does, even upasanas can do. Yeah. Like you have a lot of grief. You go to a therapist, do grief recovery work, or what I have told people, some people to do in terms of grief recovery, etc. That can be done. Psychological process. You can do it as an upasana also. sit down in front of the Lord and cry. Forget Upasana. Take a simple thing. Sit down in front of the Lord and cry. Pour your heart out. So the Lord is becoming your therapist. Go fight with the Lord. Transference will also come in. All your anger, etc. will come out at the Lord. Let it come. God understands. So no problem. So.
That is what Amitabh Bachchan does, no?
Yeah. In that movie.
He goes and fights with
God. But we only fight. Or kuch nahi kar raha. There is no progression. Khali udhar hi atak jata hai. Yeah. Fight, cry, this thing, scream, everything. That's also healing.
Yeah, one of my friends in deep depression.
Yeah.
And sang along with them.
Yeah.
Continuously
visited. Yeah, a lot of things will go. Agreed. That's why there are more than one ways of skinning a cat.
Yeah.
Remember the English expression, the why you want to skin a cat, I don't know. But whatever, there is more than one ways of skinning a cat. So same way, there is more than one ways of dealing with things.
Yeah.
Like I remember this mother and daughter comes to me. Daughter is about 45. Mother is 65. 70. Almost nearing 70. So the daughter, I gave grief recovery work, all the writing and everything. For the mother, I gave the religious work. Because the mother is not going to sit down and write and all that thing. Daughter is not going to go and do all that crying in front of the Lord. Dono ko separate diya. Both worked. Both worked. Because dealing with your mind, how you deal with your mind is an important thing. More than one ways. I normally give it a spiritual, psychological base. Because that's a healthy one of doing it in our modern mindset. But someone with a more traditional mindset, I'll give it differently. More orthodox mindset, I'll give it differently. So it'll depend on how do you deal with issues. Finally, it's about getting your balance in life, no? Samatvam, yoga muchyate. Don't forget that. That balance has to come in. Balance has to come in. Yeah. Is Falguni gone today? She was supposed to have come. Okay. Okay. Let's start. So, go back to the text. Clear? Now, in the text, there is a reversal shown here. A reversal of creation theory. Because now we are going back to the source. What is Appavada? All that we saw, the whole creation is nothing but Adhyaropa, imposed on the self. Now you have to go it backwards, no? Appavada is removing that whole thing. Now, in the Shastra, it is purely cognitively. But there are some science writers who have talked about it, even in terms of actually physically happening. And when the Puranas talk about Pralaya, they talk about it as physically happening. The reversal process. Actual happening. For our understanding, the process is purely cognitive. You see it, like, you know. Here, the way it is described is purely cognitive. Pralaya time, it physically happens. Even science talks about some sort of a Pralaya. Let's look at the scientific paradigm a little bit before we go into this. Okay. Based on the present scientific model of the Big Bang theory. Okay. To put it in a nutshell without all the scientific jargon. Super dense matter at the source of creation. Time and space not created. Matter is so super dense that it has to explode. It explodes. So now we are living in an expanding universe. This much is scientifically proved, that the galaxies are moving away from each other because the explosive forces are at work. Therefore, there is a science fiction writer called Isaac Asimov. Good writer. Okay. Why do we call him fiction writers? Because lot of what he said is not experimentally verified. Up to here is experimentally verified, the Big Bang and the expanding universe. But his theory, and many scientists also agree to it in theory. Now the whole expansive forces are strong, therefore the universe is expanding. explosive force. What is gravity? Attraction between masses, no? So now look at it. The universe is expanding. But there is a gravitational force directly proportional to the masses of the bodies, inversely proportional to the distance. Square of the distance. Square of the distance between them. This is the formula. But basically what it is, expelling forces, there is also a gravity trying to pull them. But the explosive forces are more powerful now, so the world is winning apart. But the gravity is acting on it or not? It's still acting on it. After some time what will happen? Gravity is acting as a drag. Brake dala hai, like driving your car with a handbrake on. After some time it will stop. So, after some time, the explosive forces wear itself out because it has to overcome gravitational forces. Once the explosive forces are worn out, what will happen? Gravity will take over. There is nothing to prevent it, na? Because the explosive force which was preventing it is over. So, what will happen? Whole thing will start. From the expanding universe, you will have a contracting universe. And when the universe goes on contracting, what will happen? A time will come when everything has to collide into each other, no? And form that super dense material again. Many black holes are formed by a collapsing star, no? A collapsing system. When a system collapses, it releases so many things and forms super dense matter. So then the whole world will become avyaktam, unmanifest matter. That's called avyakta, no? We call it avyakta. Super dense matter. How long? Before the next explosion. So the expansion contraction will keep taking place. That will be literal. Based on that is this thing. Not based on that. As a parallel idea, this is coming in. Okay. So that verse 137 now. Okay. Apavado nama Rajju vivartasya sarpasya Rajju matratva vad vastu vivartasya avastunaha ajnanadehe prapanchasya vastu matratvam. Apavado nama. Now he is talking what apavada is. What is called as apavada? Rajju vivartasya sarpasya. Rajju that has appeared as the snake. Rajju matratvad. You are understanding that all that is there is nothing but a rope. There is no snake. You saw the snake, but cognitively understanding that there is nothing but rope. Because the snake was the rope appearing as it. Similarly, he says, avastu naha, for the avastu, that which is not really there. What is that? Ajnan adehe. By adi padat, by adi, what do you mean, etc. Ajnanam onwards, right up to the physical creation. My body, etc., everything. All that, okay. Prapanchasya. He covers it in one word, prapanchaha. The entire creation. Vastu matratvam. To recognize all that is there is a reality, nothing else. Ignorance down to my body, it is not real. What is there is only one consciousness. Understanding that is called apavada. Itna hi baat hai. Both simple. Yeah, this is our school. Apavada. Now we have used a term here, vivarta. Now what do you mean by vivarta? He is defining that. Next verse is defining vivarta. Okay. This is simple. How this process is, he is going to say. That's why I am not explaining it here. Okay. How this process takes place, remaining verses is explaining. But before he starts the explaining of how the apavada takes place, he is talking about vivarta, because he used the newer term. Since he used a new term, he defines and explains it. That's a beautiful style of writing. Taduktam satataha anyata prata विकारा इति उदीरितः अतत्वः अन्यता प्रातः विवर्ता इति उदीरितः सत्वतः रियली सचमुच यू से इन हिंदी ना सचमुच क्यों गया स्लैंग हिंदी स्लैंग इट इज सचमुच ओके सत्य सत्वतः अन्यता प्रातः रियली समथिंग बिकमिंग समथिंग एल्स विकारः इति उदीरितः दिस इज कॉल्ड विकारः लाइक milk becoming curds once it has become curds chai mein nahi dal sakte once milk has become curds it has really become curds you can't put it back in tea ice cream ho sakta kar sakta ice cream you can put in tea milk nahi hai ghar mein tea ka decoction mein abhi sugar nahi dala hai एक स्पून आइसक्रीम हो जाएगा दैट यू कैन बट विद कर्ड्स यू कॉन्ट डू बिकॉज देयर इज अ होल चेंज ह्यूज चेंज हैज हैपेंड देयरफॉर दैट इज कॉल्ड विकार एक्चुअल चेंज हैपनिंग ओके देन अतत्वतः नॉट रियली बट अन्यता प्रातः बिकमिंग नॉट रियली बिकमिंग डिफरेंट मीनिंग व्हाट अपियरिंग एज डिफरेंट विवर्तः इति उदीरितः दैट इज कॉल्ड विवर्तः एल्सवेयर देयर इज अ बेटर डेफिनेशन गिवन आई कोट दैट ऑल्सो ओके स्वस्वरूप परित्यागेन गिविंग अप माय ओन नेचर रूपांतरापत्तिः टेकिंग अनदर फॉर्म दैट इज कॉल्ड विकारः मिल्क गिविंग अप हिज नेचर एज मिल्क has taken another form called curds, yogurt. Previously we used to say curds. Abhi with Americanization we are calling yogurt. Itna hi farak hai, wahi hai. Because in American slang, curd has other meaning which they don't like. They want to avoid that use. Okay. Rupantarapattihi. स्वस्वरूप परित्यागेन बाय गिविंग अप योर स्वरूप रूपांतर आपत्ति रूप अंतर आपत्ति रूपांतर आपत्ति देन व्हाट इज विवर्ता स्वस्वरूप अपरित्यागेन विदाउट गिविंग अप योर नेचर रूपांतर आपत्ति You take the milk and make a cube out of it. Freeze it. Ice cube. Has it given up its nature? No. Milk is still milk. You melt it out, you can put it in tea. Correct? Or rope becoming snake without giving up its ropeness, it is appearing as snake. This is called vivarta. Therefore, vikara and vivarta. Now, In Vedanta, they say the whole world is vivarta of Brahman, not vikara. If you notice how I have explained, everything is nothing but satyam. Have I bothered about vikara and vivarta? Take a table. Table is nothing but wood, etc., etc., etc. When I have gone back, have I bothered about vikara and vivarta? Why? Why? Because in the Upanishad they don't bother about vikara and vivarta. Why? Vivarta is a superficial change, apparent change. Vikara is a deeper level change, that's all. If you go into the molecular structure, if you go into the atomic structure, it's all the same. Therefore, vikara and vivarta bears brought into the explanation of Vedanta last 500 years. Uska pehla nahi tha. Upanishad didn't bother. Therefore, I also don't bother. I go back to the source because now with scientific understanding, it's easy to go back to the source actually. So I stick to the source, but these two definitions are there in the writings. You will find this is some 14th and 15th century writing. So you will find this. Vikara, Vivarta, etc. used. Panchadashi you will find it because they are all later writings. Later writing. There you will find it. But Shankara Bhashya and this thing, earlier books, you won't find it. You won't find that. Chandogya, we have seen Chandogya Upanishad in the camp at least. Some of us have been there. Vikaro nama namadeyam mrittikeva satyam. What you call gataha is only a vikara modification. Okay? And therefore a name for it. Clay alone is satyam. He uses the word vikara. It doesn't matter. Vikara, vivarta, it doesn't matter. The Upanishad does not bother about it. Later writers, because of the categories, etc., created by Nyaya and everything, they use this term vikara, vivarta to make it easier for people to understand. The source doesn't bother. Okay? Okay. Then, alright, how does this process take place? How does this process? Remember, it is purely cognitive. If you want to see it, you will not be there to see it. Why you have to wait until pralaya? Big crunch, remember? Big crunch, you have to wait until pralaya to see it. Okay. This is cognitive. Tatahi etat bhogayatanam chaturvida sakala stula sharira jatam bhogya rupa annapanadikam etat ayatana bhuta bhuradi chaturdasha bhunani etat ayatana bhutam brahmandam cha etat sarvam etesham karana rupam panchikrita bhuta matram bhavati. He says, etat bhoga ayatanam, bhoga ayatanam, the counter for experiencing the world. What is that? Chaturvida sakala stula shariram. Stula shariram. Enjoyment is in the mind. Rasgulla khaya, majaya. Majaya where? Mind. That fun, that joy is in the mind. But what is your counter for experiencing Rasgulla? The body, na? Therefore, bhoga ayatanam. The counter for experiencing bhoga ayatanam. Sakala sharira jatam. Stula sharira jatam. All the gross bodies available here. Entire world. And not only that, bhogya rupa. What the body will experience. Annapanadikam. Food, drink, etc., etc., etc. Whatever you want to take it. The whole physical enjoyment. Experiences. All of them. Annapanadikam. Etat ayatana bhuta. Not only that. For bhogyam. Food and drink, what is the ayatanam? Chaturdasha bhuvanani, the world. Where do you get food and drink? Look at it. Counter for bhokta is body. Counter for the experiences thing is a world. Therefore, and what do you mean world? Whole universe, 14 lokas. Chaturdasha bhuvanani. And the whole thing is covered in one ayatanam called brahmandam. One collective now. Okay? Brahmandam, meaning your whole universe. This body, whatever it experiences, and this whole universe, which may be outside your field of experience, but which is there, all of them, he says, Brahmandam. Etesham, what is the karanam for all this? Where did it come from? The physical creation. From Panchikrita Bhutani. Steps. Panchikrita bhutani or not? The grossified elements. Therefore, cognitively, he says, you understand, since it has come from there, all these are resolved into that as well. That means, the whole universe you see is nothing but five elements. Take this body. It occupies space. It requires oxygen, etc. Vayu, akasha, vayu. temperature, agnihi. All the fluids, etc., apaha, water. Tangibility, prithvi. Body is nothing but panchabhutas. World is nothing but panchabhutas. What you are eating is nothing but panchabhutas. Tangibility, yeah. The fact that you can touch, there is a matter there. All this together. Therefore, this whole thing, physical universe that you see, is nothing but five elements. Like how I say, the table is nothing but wood. Correct? Same way of saying it. You see a different forms, this is all that is nothing but hydrocarbon size. Eh? Same way, all this is nothing but panchibhuta karna. Panchabhutani. Five elements. Now, these elements are not scientific elements, okay? Then they'll say air has got multiple elements in it and all that thing. Yes. Elements mean building blocks, that's all we are talking. A building block can have further building blocks, that's not a problem. Okay, then what? Now, alright, physical body has gone into five elements. Now what? Etani, shabdadi vishya sahitani. Panchikritani bhutani sukshma sharira jatam chetat sarvam etesham karna rupa apanchikrita bhuta matram bhavati. So the, now the physical universe has been resolved into panchikrita, panchabhutani. Where did the bhutas come from? Apanchikrita bhutani. Before they got grossified. Not only that, at that level, before grossification is taken place, your mind, okay, shabdadi vishyan, the qualities of the five bhutas, qualities of them, okay, panchikrita bhutani, sukshma sharira jatam, the sukshma shariram, your mind, your memory, ahankara, this all of them, where did they come from? Apanchikrita bhutani. Before that, what was there? Remember, you don't forget, where did mind originate from? The sattvic aspect of all the five elements, no? Apanchikrita. Therefore, now you see it going back. Therefore, all that you call mind, etc., is what? Apanchikrita bhutani. It's only sattvic aspect of these. Each sense organ, etc., also goes into that. We have seen all that order, etc. But so what is there now left? Apanchikrita bhutani. Where did that come from? Look at it. Etani sattvadi guna sahitani apanchikrita panchikritani utpatti vyutkramena etat karna bhuta ajnana upaita chaitanya matram bhavati. Where did akasha vayu agni apa prithvi come from? Maya along with sattvadi gunam, sattva rajas tamas etc., that you saw in five elements, no? You saw all that in five elements or not? You remember that? So all of it goes, came from where? Maya Shakti, that is not Maya Shakti by itself. Maya Shakti which is based in awareness. No? Therefore, Karna Bhuta Ajnana Upaita Chaitanya Matram Bhavati. All that is resolved into Avyaktam, into Ajnana Upaitam Chaitanyam. That Ajnana, Maya which is based in Brahman. But he says reverse order. Because creation Akasha Vayu Agni Apa Prithvi. Now will be Prithvi, Apaha, Agni, Vayu, Akasha. Back. Reverse order. You're going reverse, no? Abhi gaadi reverse gear mein chalta hai, okay? Remember that. Reverse gear mein. It's going backwards, okay? Alright. Where does Maya go into? That's the saying here. Etad Ajnanam. Ajnana Upaita Chaitanyam. Cha Ishwaradikam etat adhara bhuta అనహూపిత చైతన్య రూపం తురీయం బ్రహ్మ మాత్రం భవతి. ఏతద్ అజ్ఞానం అండ్ ద అవేర్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ ద అజ్ఞానం ఆర్ మాయా, దట్స్ కాల్డ్ ఈశ్వర, ఈశ్వరాధికం. వేర్ విల్ దట్ బి రిజాల్వ్డ్? ఏతద్ ఆధారభూతం అన్కండిషన్డ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ తురీయం బ్రహ్మ మాత్రం. అపవాద అరువస్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఆల్ దిస్ దట్ యు సీ ఇస్ వాట్ సర్వం కల్విదం బ్రహ్మ. ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఖలు ఇండీడ్, ఆల్ దెర్ ఇస్ దేర్ నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అవేర్నెస్ ఇస్ దేర్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ అపియరెన్స్, విచ్ హ్యావ్ యూ సేడ్ ఆఫన్ యూసింగ్ ద మోడర్న్ పారాడైమ్, మాలిక్యూల్స్ ఆటమ్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఎక్సెట్రా సబ్ అటామిక్ పార్టికల్స్, మేకింగ్ ఇట్ మోర్ కన్వర్సెంట్ విత్ ద పారాడైమ్ యూ ఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్. దట్స్ ఆల్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఓన్లీ, సంథింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఓన్లీ. దెర్ఫోర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ రిజాల్వ్డ్. యా ఎవ్రీ ఉపనిషద్ ఇట్ కమ్స్. యా ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ. దెర్ఫోర్ వాట్ ఇస్ దేర్? బ్రహ్మ మాత్రం భవతి. దెర్ఫోర్ ఆల్ దేర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ మాత్రం. ఆర్కే కుచ్ నహీ హై ఫిర్ అభి క్యా కర్నే కే, కుచ్ నహీ హై తో బస్ మోక్ష్ హో గయా హై నా, బ్రహ్మ మాత్రం భవతి, దట్స్ ఆల్ దేర్ ఇస్ దేర్. వాట్ ఆర్ యూ దెన్? నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద వరల్డ్? నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్. బ్రహ్మన్ విత్ అపారెంట్ నామరూపాస్, వేవ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఓషన్, వన్ వాటర్, దట్స్ ఇట్. ఓకే అక్క, దట్స్ ఆల్ దట్ వేదాంత హ్యాస్ టు సే. వేదాంత యూపీ చలో, లెట్స్ గో అండ్ హావ్ ఎ కప్ ఆఫ్ కాఫీ. ఓకే, దిస్ మై జోక్ ఆఫ్ లెట్స్ గో అండ్ హావ్ ఎ కప్ ఆఫ్ కాఫీ ఇస్ టేకెన్ లిటరలీ ఇన్ వన్ క్లాస్, మటగా మార్నింగ్ క్లాస్ ఈ కదా సమ్జీ, కమ్ లెట్స్ గో అండ్ హావ్ ఎ కప్ ఆఫ్ కాఫీ, మనీ మే జాయేగా వహీ బిల్డింగ్ మే క్లాస్. ఓకే, but because that's all there is left. Okay, and he says next, that is what is explained in Tattvamasi. But before we go into that, this apavada, is it clear? You showed creation one way, manifestation you showed one way, reversing that is apavada. Adhyaropa is one way, reversing that is apavada. To explain what Brahman is, that's all. Don't conceive. Don't conceive. Because you are trying to conceive. Consciousness as something. No. It is, no? Because pure existence. Remember, that's why I said sat and existence and awareness one and the same. Taittiriya, remember? Satyam jnanam anantam. That satyam there is what? Existence. Everything is nothing but forms of existence. What is there is only one existence. Remember, the way we did it. Yeah. Ha. One thing. Ha. Then, there are two ways of looking at consciousness. One is the manifest consciousness, where mind etc. is necessary. One is the unmanifest consciousness that is there in the pure existence. Because remember how we did it. I resolved the world into existence. Correct? The whole things are formal things. I resolved you into consciousness. You are independent of the body, mind, this, that, that, that. Finally, awareer, nothing but pure awareness, consciousness. Correct? That's the process we followed. Now you have a situation where... And this consciousness also proved as independent of time and space. All that we did. Then we come to an understanding. There is one infinite existence, there is one infinite consciousness. Can they be separate? There can't be two infinites. Number one. Number two, if consciousness is other than existence, what will you have? Non-existing consciousness. That can't be. Because we are talking of I existing. I am. That means what? Existence and consciousness has to be one and the same. That means formless existence, consciousness is one entity. No. Existence. Life is nothing but a manifestation of consciousness. Life is a manifestation of consciousness. But there can be pure consciousness without living, without that life. When you do in meditation the Sakshi Bhavam, you are seeing yourself as independent of your mind, etc. Na? Mind, etc. is responsible for living, isn't it? Mind and breath is what is responsible for living. But when you are seeing yourself independent of that in Sakshi Bhava meditation, what are you doing? You are seeing yourself as non-living consciousness. But you are still alive. Exactly. It is, you are alive, you are not alive, consciousness is there. Yeah. Another word, awareful is mind. Awareness, pure. Consciousness. See, two words are used. Both have their limitation. Whether you use the word awareness or consciousness, both are limited. But in the international philosophical paradigm, international, when you're talking about, the word awareness generally used for the mind and consciousness used for the self. So we are saying consciousness. I am very happy with the word awareness. It's easier to explain using the word awareness. Because Lakshana and this can come in very easily with awareness. So that's it. Living means manifestation. Remember Chidabhasa. Manifest in your mind. That's the jiva now. Living. Why jivati iti? Another name. Living. Manifestation. Unmanifest, pure consciousness. Make that difference. Now don't try to objectify. Because there is no object there. Exactly. Because there is no object. Therefore, don't try to conceive of it. The moment you conceive, you will get manifested consciousness. That's why you said it has to be living. Exactly. The moment you try to conceive, will man. When I say consciousness, your feeling, thinking should be I. Then you are clear. Once that transition has happened, understanding, through understanding, transition only through understanding, that consciousness, the word used, I. Then it's clear. Then it's clear. Okay, up to now? Okay. Then he says, okay. Abhyam Adhyaropa Apavada Abhyam Tattvam Padartha Shodhanam Api Siddham Bhavati. By this he says, okay, the whole teaching of Vedanta can be summed up in one sentence. These sentences are called Mahavakyas. Okay. The whole teaching is captured in a Mahavakya. The Mahavakya used here, there are two Mahavakyas used in the text. It starts with the first with the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi. Now remember, don't tell me there are four Mahavakyas, okay? All that I have negated. There are hundreds of Mahavakyas. Okay? Four was sample from four Vedas, that's all. Now, he uses one Tattvamasi. Now the idea is, to understand the meaning of a sentence, you have to understand the meaning of the words in the sentence. Simple logic. Without understanding the words in the sentence, how are you going to understand the meaning of the sentence? You can, with some guesswork, some sort of a vague idea you can get. Okay. Like, my friend Michael Cummins from Australia. Same batch as our Tattva Bodhan. Okay. Now his spiritual name is Vasudeva Acharya. Okay. He went to the market to buy some bananas. He doesn't know Hindi. So he is asking the banana seller, and I am going, he has not seen me coming behind him. Okay. Now, how do you talk? Hindi nahi, he only knows English. How do you talk? He suddenly got a brainwave. Sanskrit he knows, no? Kinchit rupaya. Kinchit rupaya, he says, you know, for the banana. Now, the banana seller doesn't know anything of Sanskrit. He is illiterate. He knows only spoken Hindi. He is illiterate. But he understood, no? Rupaya kinchita. Kya bhasha bolta pata nahi. Saying, 5 rupaya saab, he said, those days. Okay. Abhi 5 rupaya mein nahi milega. Ek kela milega. We are talking about 81, 82. 82. How did the guy know? He guessed out. Now, he didn't know each word. Kinchit, what does it mean? Rupaya. Rupaya he knew. So he guessed out the other meaning. We are not talking of guesswork. We are talking of clear-cut understanding. Then Michael wanted to tell him that he has understood. How you tell him? Spashtam. Hearing this, I woke up. By the time I reach him. You know. Baba ji, ye kya bhasha bolta? Pata nahi lagta humko. Koi videshi bhasha rahega. On top of it. I said, Narayana, kya ho gaya halat? There was a time when whole of India's Sanskrit was spoken. Now the guy can't even recognize the language. Anyway, guesswork is not what we are talking about. We are talking about clarity of understanding. Therefore, without understanding the meaning of each word, you will not understand the meaning of the sentence. Asi is easy to understand. Asi means ease. In Sanskrit, asi means ease. But tatyantvam has to be clarified. Therefore, he says, by the adhyaropa apavada that I have done, the whole meaning of tatyantvam is clear. How can that be? Can that be? Dekho. Tatahi ajnanadi samashtehe etadupihitam sarvajnatvadi vishishta chaitanyam etad anuhupita chaitanyam taptaya pindavad ekatvena avabhasamanam tatpadavachyata bhavati. What is the direct meaning? Tat pada vachyartha. Vachyartha meaning direct meaning of tat. Because tat is a pronoun. Obviously it has to stand for a noun. Pro, for a noun it stands. No? Stands for a noun. Okay, what is the noun? Is it simple? Ajnanadi sabishti etad upihitam. Ajnana samashti ajnana upihitam chaitanya. In short. Tat is meant for awareness that is manifest in total maya, total ignorance or maya. What is that? Sarvajnadi vishishtam chaitanyam. The awareness which has got sarvajnatvam, all knowledge, all power, etc. Okay. Etad anupita chaitanyam. That has a relationship with the pure consciousness. How does it have? Taptaya pindavat. That and pure consciousness, like a red hot iron ball. Fire has pervaded the whole ball. Therefore, now you are getting a ball of fire. You can't have a ball of fire. The ball is the iron. The shape is the iron. The heat is the fire. But both appear as one. Na? Similarly, consciousness is pure consciousness. But because of maya, now Ishwaraha. Therefore, Ishwara and consciousness appear as one. Taptaya pindavat. Okay? Taptaya. Tad eva anavabhasamana. This is now awareness, pure awareness manifest in total maya shakti. What happens? Tatpada vachyartha bhavati. That is the meaning of tatpada. Therefore, when he says, when the Upanishad Kaivalyam, it says, I'm not Kaivalyam, sorry, Chandogyam, it says, Tat, what does it mean? Ishvara. And what is Ishvara? Consciousness manifests in total Maya. This is the meaning of the word Tat. Okay? Then what? Then Tvam has to come in. Oh, sorry. Another thing in between. This is Vachyartha, direct meaning. Then there is an words will have a direct meaning, will have an implied meaning also. All words have this. Like the word awareness. Direct meaning of awareness is what? Knowledge, mind. Implied meaning is what? You. Correct? Consciousness, you. That's implied meaning, there's no direct meaning. Nowhere in the Sanskrit, I mean in English dictionary, you'll find awareness equal to I consciousness. You'll never find it. That's implied meaning. Because we have redefined the term. By implication, we have redefined it. How do we do it? The awareness by which you know your mind. Simple. The whole term, everything is redefined, pointed out, everything happens. Correct or not? Because when you say awareness, you take your mind, knowledge. And I say the awareness by which you know your knowledge. Okay. That is I. Can you see how I made you shift just by words? You have not done any meditation, nothing. But your standpoint is shifted just because of the word. That's the power of the word. Yeah, that's the power of the word. Traditionally used, that's the power of the word. Yeah. Okay. Then he says, Etad upadi upahita adharabhutam anupitam chaitanyam tatpada laksharto bhavati. Now see, Maya etc. is an upadi, na? It's only a manifestation. Okay? What is the base for that manifestation? Unconditioned consciousness, pure consciousness. That is the laksha, laksharthaṁ. The implied meaning of the word tadat. When you say tat, it means Ishvara. Implied meaning of tat is what? Pure consciousness. Okay? This is for tat. Then tvam kya? That also he says. Ajnanadi vyashtihi etad upeta alpajnatvadi vishishta chaitanyam etad anupitam chaitanyam che etatrayam taptadi pindava ekatvena anavabhasamanam tvampada vachyartho bhavati. What do you mean by tvam? Hey, the same consciousness, but manifest in vyashti ajnanam, individual ignorance. Thoda sa. One small part of the whole Maya Shakti. One small part. Ajnanadi vyashti upahita. Characterized by what? Alpajnatvam. I know little, small powers. What power do you have? I can confuse people very well. Big power there is, okay. Small power. Alpajnatvadi vishishta chaitanyam etat anupite chaitanyam. That also has got a relationship with unconditioned consciousness. Same relationship. Taptaya pindaha, red hot iron ball. Same thing. Whether it is with Ishvara or with me, the relationship is same because both are appearing as one. You see here, what is it? A living person. So what is a living person? Pure consciousness plus this is the manifestation. They both appear one, no? Red hot iron ball. Remember, both appearing one. So similarly, he says, Vachyartha Bhavati. That means, what is the direct meaning of the word Tvam? You. You meaning? I, me. What do you see? That's it. Why? Because Tattvamasi was told to Shetaketu. After talking about Jagat Karanam, the cause of the whole world, all that, he says, Tad Atma, Sa Atma, Tat Tvamasi. Tvam is who? The guy sitting in front. Who? Shetaketu, Mr. Shetaketu, the Jiva. The Jiva sitting in front, he is told, hey, you are that. You are told, you are that. Okay, therefore.
Somebody just red hot iron ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Red hot becomes adjectives, no? But we are not talking about
adjectives. We are not talking about adjectives.
So then why the Rupa and the snake example is
golden chain, golden ring.
So
one second. In that, which is adjective, which is reality?
No, that is the material.
Once again, so which is adjective, which is noun?
Golden chain. So the golden becomes the adjective.
Well, what is the reality there?
Chain. Huh?
But we take, in our language, we take chain as reality. So same way here also. Because we are using worldly language to explain something beyond the world. Can you see that? Therefore, what is the reality there? In the example, red hat or iron ball, both have its own reality. Correct? The fire and iron both have the reality. Here, there is not like that. One has the reality, the other doesn't have it. Other is a manifestation. That is a thoda farak hai. Because there is no exact example available. No? Similars are given. Similars are used as examples. Not exact identification. Exact identification is like the Atma and body. That doesn't clarify anything anyway. There are statements like that. Why statements? Gaganam gaganopamam. What is the space like? Like space. Sagaram sagarasamam. The ocean is like ocean only. Rama Ravana Yor Yad Yuddham. The fight between Rama and Ravana. Rama Ravana Yor Yuddham. This is like the fight between Rama and Ravana. There is no comparison. Similar nahi hai. So there are few things like that. But if you want to give an example, you have to make something similar, no? Something like that. Then same way here also. Etad Upadhi Upihita. Adharabhutam anupahitam pratyaganandam turiyam chaitanyam tvampada laksharto bhavati. Then what is the implied meaning of the word tvam? The word tvam, you, doesn't stop with the body or my mind or my ignorance. It goes all the way with what? Tasya adharabhutam. Look at it. Upahitam chaitanyam. Etad upadhi upahitam chaitanyam. Ajnanadi upadhi chaitanyam. Tasya adharam. The base for that is what? Anupahitam. Unconditioned. Pratyaganandam. Myself as nothing but limitless. Turiyam. Same examples. Turiyam. Pointing out as the fourth one. Chaitanyam atram. Pure awareness. Is the laksha of the word tattvamasi. Therefore, Tat and Tvam is clear. Tat stands for Jagat Karanam Brahman and the consciousness behind it. Tvam stands for Main Aisa Hi Hu and the consciousness behind it. Correct? This is finite. Then, how is it both equated together? What happens when the whole thing is equated? There is a process of equating. There is a process of understanding. That is called Mahavakya Vichara. Mahavakya Vichara started from here. Now, the next few classes will be spent in Mahavakya Vichara. Understanding Tattvamasi, the teaching part, unfolding part. How it is received? Teacher said Tattvamasi, and the student not in the Tattvamasi. That is not received. Before you can say Tattvamasi back, you have to receive it. How will you receive Tattvamasi? How will you receive it? Aham Brahmasmi. Yeah, that is true. I am Brahman. Correct or not? The teacher says Tattvamasi. To Shetaketu, Uddhalaka said, you are that Brahman. So what does the student say? You are also Brahman. First, before he can say that, he has to accept the fact, I am Brahman. Understand that. Therefore, Aham Brahmasmi is also analyzed here. Both the analysis, how the teaching is done, how the teaching is received, and it works in your mind. If this has happened in your mind, you know it's the teaching is complete. And the teacher also knows, unless the student can say that, teaching is not complete. So both are explained. This is the crux of the whole thing. We will start it next Sunday, complete it after you come back from the camp and all that thing. Okay? Those are coming for the camp. I am doing this text called Sad Darshanam. Okay? Sad Darshanam. Ramana's work is a beautiful work. I'll do that. Which we'll see. Okay. Om Tat Sat.